Okay, we have to Mishnah.
New Year Gam Masech the school.
Whole Mishnah is you have to get a bonus.
Right out of Chul.
So you get two Mishnahs in one shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're up to pair. We're up to Taharos. Taharos. Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid Vishasenukulu Mishnah Vishnah Vishnah. So Havahim Olina Behem Olina Tumas Behem. With regard to the contamination of the animal, Haor Hamechuber Lechatichas. Hamechuber lechatichas basa shel behema shkuta, that is attached to a piece of meat of behema shkuta shipachos mechabeitza. So the piece of meat is less than the size of a beitza. But mashlum shiasa shiura lechabeitza. Okay, so the or is mashlum the shir kazayis to the beitza. The flesh, the meat, the edible portion of the animal is less than the size of a beitza.
Yeah, the behema the inyan tumas ha behema.
Yeah. It's kosher meat. It's kosher meat, and it's slaughtered. So but the size is less than an egg. So does it have...
means the leather part, the top part, not the basa.
The R is the leather, right? It's the skin. The skin.
Right, thank you.
You eat the skin of the chicken?
Mmm, delicious. The same part.
Yeah?
It's not healthy, right?
The meat, the flesh, is less than the beitza. So the meat does not have potential to contaminate. In order for a piece of food to have potential to contaminate, it must be at least the size of a beitza.
Right,
this is less. But if we combine it with the leather, with the hide, with the skin, then we have the shear.
Correct.
Because the or is the shear. Shomer, it's the shomer. Okay, Ashavu lo shalo next. I write the mark. The mark is the soup. Hakadosh that is congealed. Umechubal the basar. Okay, congealed soup that is attached to the basar. Shomnam enum nechel b'fnei atzma. You'll never eat that congealed fat by itself. But I will nechel im basar. So the olol. So this congealed mark. The mark that's also mistarf. What's the problem? You'll never eat the mark.
Like cartilage or something like that.
The rotev, the gravy.
There's no gravy before you cook it. It's talking about cartilage or something like that.
No, that's going to be later on. Hamarak, harotev. It says here is the mark is the soup.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the gravy that's karish, that it's congealed. Or mechubal abasar attached to the basar. Shamlam ein nechel of the atzma. You would never eat the rotev by itself. Avol nechel abasar by you with the basar. The akipa. Kipa is the tavon is the spices. Kishay kishumin ubitzalim like onions. Shumin is garlic. Oh, garlic. Yeah. Ubitzalim uchudaymer shenaystim bebasar lahashpich tama. You put in the meat to give it more flavor. Umudibuham dak dak shal basar, and it's mixed with them dak dak shal basar.
So this is all talking about after it's cooked. What's going on?
After it's no, it's slaughtered. It doesn't make a difference. It's a piece of kosher meat that has been slaughtered.
And you, so put, the question you is, put vegetables on it?
No. The question is, does this piece of meat that's been kosher meat have? Does it have potential? If it comes in contact with the sheretz, does it have potential to contaminate another food item? So the answer is no, because it itself is less than the size of a beitza. However, if we can combine to the shear, the or, or the roitev, or the kipa,
or the kipa,
the roitev, even though itself, but if you'd eat the roitev with the boss, then it would be royal achila. It itself is not choshev to be metame, but when you combine it to be mashlim the shear of a beitza, then it becomes choshev enough.
Okay, is it talking about the right tape that you cooked it in? You cooked it in?
Yeah. Hamaruk, it means the gravy. Hakarush is congealed, a piece of meat, and cleaving to the piece of meat is some congealed fat.
Okay.
So the meat itself is
so
less
congealed fat.
It's combined to the minimum the shear of a beitza. So you now
but
this.
It's talking about where it's cooked already. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's cooked. It doesn't necessarily be cooked. Maybe it means natural fat. All right, so let's assume it was cooked. All right, let's.
The next one we see it's talking about.
Kiba spices. That's shown it was cooked. Okay, that's, you're right. That's for sure it was cooked. Shumu b'salim chodayim b'shmeisim.
They're all mashlim, right?
All mashlim.
All these things. B'tzalim.
Kishumim b'tzalim chodayim b'shmeisim b'basar l'ashpich t'amo mur b'hem dak dak shal basar. Small amounts of basar. All of us. All shiur basar. All of us. little piece of meat. A little piece of meat that cleave to the leather. That's olol. Little teeny piece of meat that cleave to the ur b'shas when you flay it. When you flay the meat, sometimes small piece of meat cleave to the ur. So you take those little pieces and you combine it together with the regular part of the meat, it'll be mashed on the shear. Perish acher, gid hatzava shukasha lachila, the sinew of the neck. Okay? Girat savish ukosha lachila, which is hard to eat. Deho atzamos, the bones. The bones. Yeah?
Shiyesha. What's the olol? I've never heard that word before.
Olol is a little piece of meat, little teeny piece of meat which originally cleaved to the R.
But that's the same thing as the
no, it's not. No, it's different. Whatever it is. I don't know. It's shiyui basar. It's different type quality. You have to go to the butcher. They'll show you the difference. So these little pieces of meat, if you take these pieces of meat, you combine them to the regular meat, and to make up the requisite shiur of a beitza, it's metam, it's metam. Another interpretation of the olah is the girat savar. It means the sinew of the neck. The sinew of the neck. Shukosha lachil, it's very hard to eat. Vatsamos bones. Sheshram moyach. Bones which have moyach have marrow. And the bone is a guardian. Okay, so the etzem is the marrow combines with the bone to make the shear of a beitza. The yeshem, some say doesn't mean the bones and the marrow. It means the bones that are attached to basar. Period. Okay, so basically all of these things, the point of here is all of these things are going to combine to the minimum shear of beitza in order to metame. If it becomes tame with the sherets, it will now have the ability to metame of other foods. Good. Gidin, vehagidim, sinews, hamutarim achila. There are some gidim which are permitted to eat, and there are some gidim which are forbidden for consumption, like the gid hanoshe. Al kein lo yochal yisrael gid hanoshe. What's your problem? V'hamutarim achila. We're referring to ones that are kosher. You'll never eat them alone. You only eat them with the basar. The akronim, the horns.
These things are all mitzarif.
All mitzarif. Akronim of the horns. Lamata samachol the basar. Okay, these are the horns that are lamata, the lower portion, which are soft. Okay, there's the hard part, not the top that's hard. I mean the part that's in the head. There's a part of the horn that's very, very soon to be able to eat. So that part is lamata when you cut that part, blood comes out. So those horns, that section of the horn is also mitzorev to the shear of a beitza. They had to laugh from the hooves. Can be like same thing like the horns, call shachitum or some yitzim and dam. The yesh before shimish shame is a basar. No.
No, you skipped.
I skip. What about lafayim? The hooves. I didn't skip. Kim vur bekernayim kol shachitim or some yotzim him dam.
Okay.
The yesh mefarshim mimneish shemim al habasar. They're guardians. They're guardians of the basar. Mitzarfim and I call them eila. Mitzarfim im habasar shenit mal hashem shiur lechabeitza. All of these things combined to the minimum shiur of a beitza to be metame. For a purpose, letame to masoy cholim, to contaminate to mitzcholim b'alf, even though they're from halalu in a nochal b'fnei atzam, they're nil alone. Umikan, they're not umikan. She'enim letam b'fnei atzam. We call mokay. We want alf. You shadav from halalu enim ne'cholim b'fnei atzam. Umikan she'enim mitam b'fnei atzam. They cannot be eaten alone. Mimele, they cannot contaminate. We call mokam. Came when she'nechol b'heim a basar. Since they eat with the basar, ayishayim alav the shlo yusaru. They are guardians. Mitzdarfim, that's the key word. Mitzdarfim, imo letami to masachal. The key point is that they are mitzdarif. Machayim. Okay. Avaloi to mas nevelois. There's no tumas nevelois. Shekein bas nevela mitami begazais. There's another you say. Okay, there's another cloud. That bas nevela, if you have kosher meat, if you have a kosher animal, and it does not have shechita, and it's nevela. So under normal circumstances, besar nevela is metame b'kezayis. But these things, the im ein by kezayis, is no kezayis, elosh echad min hadvam halolu mashlam osul kezayis, einayim b'tzarf imo l'tame b'shem nevela, sh'nemar v'chiyamus min abheim asher hi l'cham l'och loh, hanogeh b'nevelasa yitmar arev, v'dar shachav hanogeh b'nevelasa, only the nevel, the carcass, and the carcass has to be mamish basar. V'loy ba'orsh ain't a love kazayis basar. If we wash tumul kazayis, shenagibo irnit malafi she'ena she'en shomer mitzvah l'tumas nevela. A shomer is not mitzvah l'tumas, is not mitzvah l'tumas nevela. Nevela baroitev and the gravy, the kippa, the gravy, and the kippa. What's the kippa again? The kippa is the small pieces of a. The kippa is the congealed. That was the reiter. That was the reiter. The kippa means the small pieces. What was the kippa again?
Yeah,
the reiter and the kippa was the tavan spices. Spices.
Right.
Spices. Right. So. Chayetz v'sheish.
So what is it saying? I've a low too much nevela.
Nevela. That these things are not mitzvah to tumas nevela.
They're mitzvah to make tumas eichlin.
Tumas eichlin. No, right. They're not mitzvah to make tumas nevela. And by the way, tumas nevela is much is a smaller shear. If you have tumas nevela, is the shear of a kazayis. It's mitami when it's a kazayis. Tumas eichlin, which means that it first has to contract tumah from a sheretz and then transmit tumah to something else, that will only take place if it has the size of a beitza. But then there's a leniency with regard to tumas sheretzim that it can contract tumah, can be mitame, kvei tumah, is that the or, v'harote, v'hakipa, v'ha'olol, v'hakarnayim, hatalafim, are mitstarfim to the shear of a beitza. But they're not mitstarfim to the shear of a kazayis for the natural tumah of tumas nevela.
What's that natural?
Because it does not need to come in contact with the sheretz to mitame. It's tummy on its own. If you have a kosher animal, and it does not have a good shechit, and it was killed. It was killed through a hunting accident. So it's a nevela.
Yeah.
So it's metame naturally. It does not need to come into contact with water and hahech and all these things and come have a sheretz make contact with it. If you have a kosher piece of meat
and it's good shechita, all these other things aren't mitzvah.
No, when by nevela they're not mitzvah. By nevela they're not. But when it comes to tumas shrotzim, I mean you have a piece of good meat, meat that good shechita, and there's no tumah. And now it comes in contact with the sheretz. And now the question is, will this piece of meat have the koyach to be metame something else? It has to be size of a beitza.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do we use to make up the shiva beitza?
Yeah.
So this Mishnah tells that we can mitzdarif for or haroitev, hakipa, hatolafayim, hakrenayim. All of these things can be in the gidin and the atzamos. All of these things can be used to be mitzvah the shear of a beitza. But now when it comes to tumas nevela is when there was no shechita and there's a natural, inherent tumah, then you need a kazayis of the basar itself, and you cannot be mitzvah of the or, the roitev, the kippah, the olol, the gidin, the atzamos, the kranayim, that klav, the shear of a kazayis to mitame tumas nevela.
Correct.
Kayetzebo. Let's now discuss another halacha. It's about yesh basar shemitame b'tumas eichel mimidim b'sheretz. This basar shemitame b'tumas eichel mimidim b'sheretz. Ein mitame b'tumas nevelos. What is that? Hashechet. Another example. Hashechet b'hem l'tmei l'nachi. The shecht at b'hem b'tmei.
Good.
For a guy, because a Jew cannot eat b'hem b'tmei. He doesn't eat a horse. Five horse meat. Horse meat.
A behemoth,
it's shaking. This is what we had before. It's shaking. It's quivering.
Right.
The animal is still alive. It's alive and it's shaking. What does this mean? She'im naga ba ha'avatuma. If an avatum tajanit mitame sechalam achem. So you have a non kosher animal and it's shaking. And while it's shaking, it's metamish im nagav avatum v'nitma v'tum metamish eichlam achirim. V'afu even though shebehem zu ein ruya lachila. Why at this moment in time the animal is still quivering, when the animal is still shaking? It's still called alive. Why isn't that ruya lachila? Because it's ev menachai. It's ev menachai im tumah. It's ev menachai. It's we have a new side. Animals cannot become tumah when they're alive. Animals have an advantage that human beings do not have. Human beings can become tummy when they're alive. A human being comes and goes oil hames. A human being goes no oil hames. A tumah hayotze migufay, tumas keri, a zav. Right, there are many different examples where human beings can become tummy. But did you ever see someone be tevel an animal in the mikvah? Do you ever see someone come into the mikvah with a dog? Do you tell all the dog in the mikvah for Yom Tov?
Never seen it?
Never see it? You want to get me started now?
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I've seen?
It's lucky you put your tefillin on nowadays. But what would you say?
Do you ever see an animal going to the mikvah?
No.
Never. So the shayla over here, animals can only contract tumma when they are... Animals can only contract tumma when they are dead. So here's the shayla. You have an animal that's in the middle between life and death. He's holding in the middle. How do you have a situation when an animal is in the middle between life and death? Shechita has been done. Yeah, the shechita has been, the animal is still shaking. So the animal is still shaking, the animal is between Ben Hachaim and Ben Mechaim Oavs. So shayla is, can an animal contract tumma at that moment in time, when in between shechita and the moment when it stops shaking? So it says over here, if while it was shaking, while the animal was shaking, it came kind of with tumah, so it can become tamei. When with tamah ochem machem, since a Yisrael has performed upon this creature, and if this mice would have been to the kosher, it would have been kosher. So we consider the mice to be called the mice shechita, leinyan to tuma, umetame tumas oichal. So if a Yisrael does a shechita in a non-kosher animal, and the animal is still shaking, it already has potential to contract tumma and to convey tumma. You like those two words? Contract and convey.
Good. I like both of them.
Avaloi tumas nevelois. But there's no such thing as tumas nevelois. She'ena behem metamuk nevela. A non-kosher animal, she'ena behem metamuk nevela. A non-kosher animal, she'ena dies. Decapitation. Decapitation, then, even though the animal is still shaking, then, if the animal has been decapitated, even though the animal is still shaking, then, it's metame kinevela, nimsa, rabba, riba, kosav, there's more examples, latame tumas echolem, imashu, latame tumas nevelas. There are more situations of tumas echolem. Then they wrote to us Nevela, Sharei Kol Elu Shanimnu Le'el Mitzafim Le'Basa Le'Zis going back. Avalelu Tumas Nevela, Sh'ena Behemun Mitzafim Le'Kinevela, Asher Tumas Le'Zis Shadus Reisha. But Tumas Eichlim is already Mitame when it's Mifarcheses. So it comes out that we have many more examples of situations where there's going to be Tumas Eichlim than Tumas Nevela. And basically, when it comes to Tumas Eichlim, we are Mitzaref, all of these things enumerated above, that's the Erste Zach, and the Tzveite Zach. The tzveite zach is when it's mifarcheses. When it's mifarcheses, then we are, then there's going to be tumas echlim. But when it's not mifarcheses, then we're not going to be tumas echlim. Good. Nimsa riba hakas l'tami tumas echlim mimash riba l'tami tumas echlim shrei kol elu shenimnu lo el mitzayfim l'bas l'tami tumas echlim avaloi tumas nadelos
but not tumas echlim. How is it riba? How is it because you're able to even start stuff to what you mean.
That's number one. Number two, it's also metame when it's mifarcheses, a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal when it's shaking is metame tumas echolam. But it's not metame tumas nevel until it stops shaking, or until there is decapitation. So there's one up. The case of tumas echolam has one up over the case of tumas nevel. Again, tumas nevel, there is no potential for tumas nevel while a non-kosher animal is still shaking after the ma'aseh shechita. But there is potential for a non-kosher animal to metame tumas echolam when it's shaking. Okay? So we have two more examples. Okay, now we chaz the Mishnah. Now we can chaz the Mishnah. Let's see what it says in the nice Isis. Uvabahema, with regard to an animal. You don't need those? Vabahema, or the hide, the skin. The horetev. Horetev is the gravy. The akipa. Akipa is the spices. The tavlin. You have a lot of spices at home?
Yep.
You have kishkan, that spices?
Yeah.
The ha'ol. Ha'ol is what? Ha'ol is the little piece of meat that cleaves to the little piece of meat that cleaves to the skin when you flay, when you flay it. The ha'atzamos, the bones, the hidden sinews, the krem, the horns, the cleft, and the hooves. Mitzdarfim, letame, tumas, echolim, you need a shear of a beitza. If the basar itself is not a beitza, but these things that we listed are mitzdarif to form the shi'ur of a beitza, it is metame. Avol, loy tumas nevelas. But there's another type of tumma in the Torah called tumas nevela. So that you have an animal that doesn't have a kosher shechita, doesn't tumma in the vela, and the vela only needs a shechita of a kazayis, it's not even the beitza. All of these things are not going to be mitzvah to the tumma tumas nevela. Yeah? Kayot sebay. Another example. What's the kayot sebay? Another example where the tumas eicholim is more common than tumas nevela. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah. But what, how did I see that it was more common in the first case?
Because all these are mitzvah. All of these things.
By the Eichel, but not by
Tumas Nevelas.
Right. And there's another case?
Another example where we're going to be more machma, we're going to be more machma Tumas Nechom over the case of Nevelas.
Yeah.
What is the Kiyotzi, boy? Hashachi Pehema, Tumeya, Lagoy, you slaughtered a behemoth from Lagoy, Vihi Mifarcheses, and the animal is shaking. Okay, so mitame tumas acholim. So at this moment in time, after the shechita, while it's still shaking, it's mitame tumas acholim. Avoloi tumas neveilos. Right, tumas neveilos has the animal has to shat shetamos.
That's another chumra.
Another example of where it's more prevalent. It's more common. Tuma by one matzev relative to another matzev.
So the tuma would kick in after the shechita, even though it's jumping around.
There's still tuma.
Tumas
eichel,
but not by tumas.
Tumas nevela. Or until the animal is decapitated. Riba. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us the riba l'tame tumas eichel. Let me mash the riba l'tame tumas nevela. We have more examples of tumas eichel than we have the case of tumas nevela. It's more common.
More ribuys.
There are more cases. More situations.
There are more situations where you could be marbe to make the shear by eichlin than by
nevela. Okay, nachamol. Yeah.
I think you have to do. You want to do it again?
Yeah. Okay. Behema or leather. Reitev is gravy. Kippa is spices. The olal is the part of the meat that cleaves to the skin when you flay the skin. Or we learn another interpretation. Olal means the gid hatzavar, the gid, the sinew that runs along the neck. Deho atzamois, the bones. The agidim, the akanaim, the hatelafayim. Mitzarfim the old mitzav l'tami tumas acholim period avoloi tumas nevelas. All of these things are not mitame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why chacham called soifrim? They count everything. Okay, we have 8 different examples. 8 kenega the 8 days of Shmini Atzeres. The last day of Shmini Atzeres is the Tlafayim. The first day is the Or. The second day is the Reitev. Okay, that's when you do. That's when it's Mutter. That's when you. Well, that's when you. The Reitev is when the Chodosh is Mutter. Oh no, the Sukkos. Okay, or Ashur probably would tell us a Mahalach.
Come on, we have a Mahalach.
Mitzdarfim l'tamei tumas nechom avoloi tumas nevelas chayesu hashoyichet es behemim b'tumei l'goy v'hi mifarcheses mitamei tumas nechom avoloi tumas nevelas ad shetamos oyer shiates es roisher v'yitamei tumas nechom ima shribu l'tamei tumas nevelas. Okay, kula masnitzim b'farsha b'chulin perakar v'roitev. This is the same Mishnah. So Amela,
I don't have to explain it to you.
We learned 2 Mishnahis in one shot. Hoychal shnidim b'avatum. We just learned yesterday. We did this yesterday.
Listen here.
No, this
is great.
I don't know why you like
this. It's beautiful. Masuk mitvash.
You're brainwashing yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. Very clear. It's not so clear.
To me,
it's very, very long.
But it's clear.
We're not going to get anywhere.
Okay. We're not anywhere.
We're going to be stuck here.
Good. Forever.
Lo'il
and
bo'ed.
It's good. It's in the refrigerator.
Go ahead. What do you say? Refrigerator? What refrigerator? What?
There's no microphone.
They do have microphones here. Everyone is listening. Ayin roize, the oizen shemas.
Okay.
It's not just visual.
Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Seya Kula Shnuya Gam. We did that already.
Mishnah Hey. Ha'oichel Shnuya Vavatuma Vinasa Oichel Rishon. Food that became Tommy and Avatuma Vinasa Oichel Rishon Otuma. Good?
Good.
Vishnitma Bavanatuma Oichel Shnuya Bushan Bushan Otuma Vinasa Shenil Tuma. You have two pieces of food. One is a rishon, one is a shein.
What? Rishonit ba'vlad atum. What's that?
A vlad. A vlad is a child. A vlad.
Ha'eichel shenit
ba'vishon. Ha'eichel shenit ba'vishon. Ha'eichel shenit ba'vishon. Ha'eichel. What's a vlad? A vlad is a rishon or a sheini. What's a vlad? A vlad is a child.
I guess it's a sheini.
It's a sheini.
I never heard that term.
You never heard that term? How can you're a dafyomi man? How can you not
heard
that term?
Never heard.
Who's the film you're going to now?
I'm going to the guy in Avenue M.
Avenue M? In the morning?
Come on. At night, come on. I'm
running
with you in the morning. Come on.
A food that became tummy. Oichel that became tummy. Oichel that became tummy. Oichel that became tummy. Food that became tummy. Oichel that became tummy. A vlad is a child. So what is a child? It means the source of tuma is a rishon. If the source is a rishon, what is the product? A sheni.
Correct.
So these two pieces of food can combine one to the other. L'shir kebetza. Shehu shir ha'oichel matam me'achem. It's the shir, the requisite, the minimum shir.
But
a food.
There's a small amount of them.
Right. Each one alone is not each one alone.
So
each
what name does it get? Does it get a shiny?
Oh, that's what the dish is going to discuss now. L'tameke kal shebishneim.
Beautiful.
So they combine to get the more lenient. Ketuma hakala shebishneim. Kamosha mishnah mifaresh ve'lechas ketzat kechatzi beitz oichel. For example, we're dealing with yevachatzi shiur. Chatzi beitz oichel rishain. Shurishon l'tuma uchachatzi beitz oichel shein shushen l'tuma shabalon. You mix them. Zebazeh. What does it mean? Shabalon sheir vivam yachat. You mix them together.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? So the combination of rishon and sheini.
So why should I have to explain this? We understand that.
Yeah, that's what we don't.
The kalshup and name. Why does it have to teach you how to do it?
No, because
it's very easy.
What? Shani, I don't know.
If I have a shani and I have a rishon, right? I say it takes on the shani.
Right.
So why does it have to start explaining to me what it's doing?
I don't know why. It's because maybe it's going to be a more complex case in a few moments.
Okay.
So what is halacha?
Kechatzi beitz oichel rishon, shehu rishon l'tumah, kechatzi beitz shani, shehu shani l'tumah.
We reading from?
I'm reading what you said already.
Shabalon zebezeh, she'er yachat, so shani. Din shani, they have the status of a shani.
Right.
Din atarubus kesheni l'tumah. It's molding and the imnaga about Truma, how are you asking a shlish Lutuma? Then if sell us Brambot,
imnaga
about Machel Shul Chulin, Eir Nifsal. Let's say Chulin touch, because Chulin does not become a Shane Shane. See, this is something which that's why this is, he's eating all this information, which is not
okay. I like this. This is very good, because if it touches a Shane now, if it touches
Chulin, nothing happens. But only if it touches Truma.
Because we're all Dafyomi guys, and we know
the Truma, Shani,
doesn't do anything.
Chulin. When it comes to Truma, it becomes a Shlishi. Berambot, Imnaga, Abba, Machel, Shel, Chulin, and if so, Shani, Shani, Lutumba, is a Shlishi, Chulin. Fine. Another example. Another example. Kechatzi beitzah shel oichel sheni, kechatzi beitzah shel oichel shlishi. You have two chatzi. Good example. Oichel shel chuma shenifsal chuma shenifsal v'nasa shlishi l'tumah shabolam zebezeh. How are called shlishi? So the lowest common denominator is shlishi l'tumah. L'may nafgemina kodesh. Kodesh can become a revi. V'nagam kodesh nasa revi l'tumah v'nisal avul but ena trubis mosalsal chuma. But he can't make chuma because chuma cannot become more than a shlishi.
Right.
Shlishi. So a revi betruma. Who didn't get chatzibeitz oichel rishon, chatzibeitz oichel shlishi. result he's eating in. Let's say you have a chatzi beis of a rishain,
right,
and a chatzi beis of a echol shlishi. Shabolim zebezesha kol shlishi. That's not no gate to the Mishnah.
Very good. I liked it. I like.
That's why.
I
see, this is just a one little example of why I don't like learning this.
That's
because
one example that I really enjoy.
Because it distracts you. And
one,
and
one
and
thing
and,
that I really
and you
enjoyed it took it to the next level. Beautiful. Aval.
Kibetz oichel rishon rabeitz oichel shabbos rabeitz oichel tiv a full beitza.
Yeah.
A full beitza.
Good.
Oichel rishon uchabeitz oichel sheni shabbos zebezeh.
Good.
Hoil viyesh b'tavu v'shir sholeim.
Beautiful.
Kibetz shol rishon.
Right.
L'tumah hakol rishon.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we follow. Then we upgrade.
Why don't we just say that the rishon, because. Right,
you have a full beitz of a rishon and a full beitz of a sheni. You mix them together, and it touches truma. So the truma is a sheni, because since in this double beitz there is a full shiur of a beitz of a rishon, so you have a full shiur. So male, it's a rishon. It's upgraded.
But when a rishon touches a sheni,
yeah,
it doesn't it. When a rishon touches another thing, it doesn't make it.
It makes it one. No, makes it shiny. So anyway, it's
a
shiny. Anyway, it's a shiny.
Yeah,
you have a full beitz of a rishon.
It makes it shiny, but it doesn't make it a rishon.
Fine, but the bottom line is,
it's
not making it a rishon. No, you have two beitzim in front of you now.
Good.
So since and this combination of two beitzim is touching a third eye, it's touching something.
And what was the third item?
Let's say it was tahar. It was tahar. Tahar.
Good.
So
it's
what?
Cool, you're saying.
It's cool. Let's say it's chuma.
Cool.
Let's say it's chuma. Let's make it least chuma.
Well, if it's chuma, then even a sheni makes it.
So my question.
Right? Am I right?
Yes,
wrong?
Yes.
A sheni makes chuma.
Shlishi.
Right, but have a chulin.
Chul, nothing.
So what would happen if chul touched the stuff?
So that's the question. So do we look? So there's two beits in here. So do we say that since in this combination of two beits in here, there's one beit that is a rishain?
So that's the
enough. The answer is we follow the higher level. It's we look.
Until now we find the lower level.
Because until now we only had a chatzis shir of each thing. Until now, we only had a chatzi shir, a chatzi beitz of a rishon, a chatzi beitz of a sheni. But in this case, we have a full beitz of a rishon, a full beitz of a sheni. So when we have a full beitz, and then the whole thing together touches, we follow the higher madrega. Kibetz, aval kibetz, you have a full beitz. Eichel rishon, v'cha beitz eichel sheni. Shablolun tuma, which you've mixed up. What time is it? We have to stop already. Shablolun tuma, kol rishon, you think it's rishon, na kol atuva is dinig rishon tuma, v'oistas es negre b'shen tuma. Okay, now, chilkan. I have over here two beitz. One is a rishon, one is a sheni, and I thoroughly mix them together. Then I slice it. And I take one half, and I put in one half, and I have a touch chulin, or have a touch truma. So you don't know what's in, you don't know exactly what's in this one half. Since I've thoroughly mixed together everything together, and I have one beitz and one, and I slice it. So in that one beitz that's going to touch something else, you only have a chatzi shir of a rishon, a chatzi shir of a sheni. So we go back to the original part of the Mishnah. We follow the lower madrega. Understand that?
That's interesting.
What's interesting? It's simple.
You're saying when it's whole and it touches the whole thing,
right.
So it makes the whole thing a rishon, and it doesn't make a difference about
including the shen. Right. When the whole thing, we view the whole thing as a rishon,
right.
Because you have in front of you two kazesim.
When you mash it up together, completely.
And then you slice it. And you slice it, and the only half touches it something. Then you have to say that in that half, the touch only is a chatzi rishon, chatzi sheni.
Because it's not a piece of the chunk. Is that it?
Right. Well, so
you're taking a
sliver. Well, what are you starting out with?
You're taking a sliver of the
right,
of the big
right,
piece.
Right. You don't have the full shear of a rishon when you do that.
So then, it shouldn't be able to make anything at all because there's no shear at all. It's only a little piece. It's not even a kibetza. It's only when a kibetz touches.
Right, so you have a beit to touch him, because you're starting out with two beitzim. I have a full beitz of a rishon, a full beitz of a sheni.
Yeah, yeah.
I thoroughly mix them together,
yeah.
And I slice it. Now what do I have? I have over here a full beitzah. But in this full beitzah, there is a chatzi, half of that full beitzah is a rishon, is a sheni.
You slice it in half, so that you have a beitz of each, but it's a beitz of each mixed.
Ah, exactly. It's exactly what it says. Chilkan, chilik is a truv. It's a shnei chalakim. Zeh sheni v'zeh sheni. Each portion is a sheni. Kolachem echalach binik a sheni l'tomash sharei im b'chol echad el gachatzi beitza echal. Rishna chatzi beitza shal sheni. We only have a chatzi beitza. The sheni l'el kishabu l'el dugin l'mishna. Shech shagoyin zeh mitam kakal shem we follow the smaller amount. Nafal zeliyatzam zeliyatzal kiya shal chumah. Kogoyin shnafal lov echad min echal. One of the poor pieces fell upon l'yach l'acha shesilka v'men enafal lov chelgachar. On a piece of chulin or a piece of chumah. Yeah. So first you cut it. You sliced it. Right? I sliced it. And I have one half touch. Then I have the other half touch. Same case.
The slice case, but
they both portions touch, but not at the same time. Not at the same time. Zachazeh. Nafal zeliyatsin. Zeliyatsin l'kigashol chumo. Kosh nafal lov echad min achalakim buli achash silkui. After you remove me, men nafal lov achil gashani. Paslu. Yes. It does not need to touch consecutively. Even if it touches sequentially, it's good enough.
I don't see what the problem was altogether because.
No, I'm sorry. No, nothing happened. Nothing happens.
I don't get it.
We have time. We have to do this tomorrow. We have time. We'll do this tomorrow. Very okay. Good.
Okay.
So, alone with the baby, it's nice.